The Mass of the Holy Family. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, so that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He shall be called a Nazarene." Joseph, dreams. How come they sound so familiar? There was another Joseph, many generations, and a dream. The dreamer Joseph, who is in Egypt, who is in exile in Egypt, and who saves the lives of many by his position of authority. And then there's the Joseph that we read about today, who also is spoken to by God in dreams. Their common denominator, obedience, the preservation of life. Joseph stores bread for the Pharaoh of Egypt and saves the lives of many in a famine. And Joseph takes the bread of life, who will feed the whole world, to Egypt to save him so that many may be fed. The unit of commerce, so to speak, the working community that God chooses to be involved with in today's gospel is that of the family. The family, the church tells us, is the smallest unit of society. It is an image in small, in a microcosm, of the larger family of the church. It is, in its structure, a mirror or a reflection, a bit faint, of the life of God himself. With a father and a mother loving one another and giving rise to new life from their love for one another springs the hope and generation of humankind. It is in the family, well run and well established, that human beings in the fullest sense of the word come into existence. It is in the family that children learn what it is to be a man or woman, what it is to treat someone of the opposite gender in a way that is respectful and loving. If it is not learned there, it is very hard, almost impossible, some would say, to be learned otherwise. The family is not purely a human institution. It was instituted by God for the nurturing of human life in the fullest sense, the mutually exclusive love of a man for a woman and a woman for a man, is the paragon of teaching virtue to a world which is hungry and today sadly lacking in examples and models. Joseph speaks not a word in the Gospels, yet Joseph, strong and silent, protects the Word of God. Joseph, strong and silent, conducts the Virgin Mary and her son out of harm's way, provides for them in a foreign land, and then brings them both back to the place where he will grow up, where he will mature, where he will initiate his public ministry. Scripture tells us that Jesus, the Son of God, the eternal Word of the Father, was subject to them and grows in virtue before men and God. If the Son of God models everything for us, his growing up in this close-knit little family is an example, a pattern of life that we cannot ignore. It is by the love of a man for a woman and a woman for a man that a child knows what commitment is all about, what love is all about. My brothers and sisters, let us pray that many, many, many families come into existence, grow, and endure in the midst of a world which does not treat them well. That the family which nurtured the Word of God may be mirrored countless times over in families around the world who carry within themselves the love of the Son that caused him to become one of us, that continue to bring the Word of God into the world by the way that they love one another and the way they reach out beyond themselves. Amen.